This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's announcement by Democrat Representative Max Rose of New York conceding the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican in New York City. Representative Malliotakis tells Fox News Friday why she thinks the Republicans did so well in congressional elections.
Well, I could tell you here in New York City, and I assume in cities across America, people were really fed up with the direction the Democrats were trying to take us. In New York City, particularly, where we have Bill de Blasio, we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they've moved our city so much to the left, and you have individuals like my opponent who had rallied with the Defund the Police movement and really had just gone along with the gang. And people want to see a two-party system.
Malliotakis will represent the people of southern Brooklyn and Staten Island. Happy TGIF from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As China continues to be the biggest polluter on the planet with 28% of the Earth's total greenhouse gas emissions, does it make sense for the United States to rejoin the very expensive Paris Climate Accord? National security analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant tells Fox more needs to be done to the agreement.
Well, first off, China, not America, is the climate monster. Their greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 353% since 1990, and we could rejoin, we could pay for a lot of carbon capture here, and China can ruin the planet all by themselves. We can't just go back in without a lot of preconditions and changes to that accord.
The United States is responsible for 15% of Earth's greenhouse gases. A U.S. judge on Thursday dismissed a libel lawsuit filed by President Trump against CNN over a 2019 opinion piece involving Russian interference. U.S. District Judge Michael Brown said the plaintiffs had failed to prove the piece was malicious. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thursday Night Football puts the Colts in first place in the AFC South. Indy went into Nashville, taking down the Titans 34-17. Colts quarterback Phillip Rivers tells NFL Network it was a game of two halves.
Yeah, it was a huge win, especially coming off last week, not getting it done against the Ravens, going into this division road game. But we all felt good at halftime. They didn't slow us down in the first half. We got to three right before the half. Felt like if we drove and scored to start the half, that we would, to take the lead. We obviously get stopped on fourth and goal after about a nine-minute drive, but defense came up with some huge stops, obviously get the block punt for a touchdown, and then we were efficient on offense all day long.
Next week, the Colts will host the Green Bay Packers. COVID-19 has issued problems for Ivy League teams. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. The Ivy League was the first college conference to start canceling its sports calendar when the pandemic began back in March. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Ivy League consists of eight schools that were once known as the Ancient Eight, with Harvard University dating back to 1636. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Require the facts, ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And I thank you for joining us and putting that line in the sand and demanding better from our institutions that have violated our trust. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. You break it down. I mean, this isn't just political rhetoric or opinionation. Look what's happening. I mean, the mainstream media has broken trust with the people the way they reported, told us, here's the polling, this is what was going to happen, and it didn't happen. And here we are. I mean, they're declaring a president when the votes are still being counted. Even Fox News doesn't know what to do with themselves. I mean, they've already declared, they preemptively declared Arizona so quickly on the evening of the election, and then here we are, still counting it. And we've got in play, speaking of Arizona, there's about a 10,000 vote differential right now. And, we're looking into it and running audits there, Georgia as well. Thank God for the governor there stepping up and saying, look, we've got to protect the integrity. And that needs to be the attitude, I believe, of our institutions and every election board to protect the integrity so the people have the confidence that, in fact, if in fact Joe Biden won, then he won. He's the president. And we can all decide that we're going to back him and support him, not because of Joe Biden, but because of America. And that's so important for us. But meanwhile, we need to make sure that we are dealing with the facts and we're getting it out of the realm of what some would call conspiratorial. But this is what, the Democrats, what the left always does to us. They twist the truth. There's no truth. I mean, they abandon the truth. They have no connection with the truth. And then they want us to buy into this stuff. And then they get upset because we're not, following their lies. It's kind of like, I love what William F. Buckley had to say. He said, liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other views. Okay, that's what we're dealing with. Dr. Gerard Lomero is back with us to try to help us make sense out of this. Gerard has been our go-to modeler and analyst when it comes to all these models and polls and that have come up. He was one of the few that got it right in 2016. He had projected differently, and there was some reason that he had, the numbers. And again, a handful of people that said that Donald Trump would win. But it didn't happen, based on the numbers as we know them now. Gerard, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's great to be with you.
Okay, so help us understand where we are. I mean, the models that you work with and that have been, proven time and again, and you're dealing with some, some different elements that have compromised the models, and the fact that they're compromising the models are quite indicative of ballot manipulation, election manipulation, voter fraud. Is it not, or am I making it too simple?
Yeah, in fact, I am not changing my election forecast. There's nothing to change. The numbers were very stable, and they looked like Trump was going to win back in January, February, and it stayed that way all year. And I really think he did win. In fact, a number of the states, they called Arizona early. I called that in my model back in January for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Pennsylvania, I predicted on air that Donald Trump would win by 250,000 votes, and I think he did. But what do we have happened? We had a bunch of states do two things that look very suspicious. One is illegal vote counting, and the other one is just direct, outright voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You put ballots into the system that don't belong, or you tamper with ballots. So you have what I call process crimes, process problems, and then you have creating ballots that are incorrect, which is another big thing. And we have one example after another. I'll give you Pennsylvania because that is so egregious.
And right now there's a 54,000 discrepancy in Pennsylvania right now, but there's still hundreds of thousands of votes that are still out. And they've already decided to set aside these other, they had already done it, they set aside these other ballots that were questionable. And at this point right now, they put them on timeout, they set them aside, and they haven't got into the system, unlike in some of these other states where you have, you have these bad ballots. These invalid ballots that are clogging up the system. Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, when the balloting is finished and corrected, the mistakes are corrected in Pennsylvania, Trump will win by what I said, about 250,000 votes. And the reason I say that is the Supreme Court, which is elected Democrats in Pennsylvania, changed the voting law. So did the Secretary of State. Change the voting laws. You can't do that. The Constitution, Article 2, Section 1 says that the state legislature decides how electors are selected for their state. And that means they set the voting laws. So constitutionally, they have the authority to set the election laws, and the Secretary of State, the Governor, the Supreme Court can't change them under any circumstances. And that's essentially what Justice Alito, Supreme Court Justice Alito, did. He said, I want to segregate all those ballots that are questionable because they said, the Supreme Court said, oh, it's okay to take a ballot after the deadline. The deadline's 8 p.m. on Election Day. It's okay to if they have a postmark that's dated on time. Well, that's not true. It has to be there on time, delivered.
Right.
And it's okay if the postmark is illegible. You assume it's okay. And it's okay if the registration signatures don't match each other from the forms, you know, from the original registration. And that's not true either. The ballot signature has to match the records. And so basically, Justice Alito said, this is wrong. This is being done wrong, being counted wrong. Segregate all those ballots. And the purpose of that is when all is said and done and they make a ruling, they throw all those ballots out. And when they throw out 400,000 ballots for Biden that are part of this pile of ballots.
Do we know it's that? Is that many, Gerard? That's 400,000 ballots. Do we know it's that many?
An estimate, yeah, a good estimate of it. We have estimates of it. Don't know the precise number until we get our hands on them.
Right.
And that, and don't forget, people in Pennsylvania weren't allowed to watch the counting of those 400,000.
That was the other thing. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but I would say Biden will lose 400,000 there, and he'll lose another 180,000 in Pittsburgh for similar reasons. And that's just a guarantee that Trump is going to have his 250,000 or more plurality, and he'll win that state, 20 electoral.
Gerard, if you're turning over those kind of numbers in the state of Pennsylvania alone, see, I've been saying that there's got to be a thread, some key thread, that when you pull it, it's going to just open open the dam here, and the floods are going to come piling in. And what you're saying is that it's right there. It's ready for the pulling. So if they pull it and they start seeing these kind of numbers and this kind of turnaround, hundreds of thousands, I mean, this is going to rattle the electorate, not to mention those on the left, because they're going to be fully disclosed. Are they not at that point?
Well, they lied to themselves that he was elected when he wasn't.
Right.
And they also participated in voter fraud. So what can they expect? Is not to show up?
Well, boy, I'll tell you, it is, you know, God bless our officials and those attorneys that are fighting the fight. And I would say Donald Trump, most of all, who's taken all the bullets. We've got more from Gerard after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
If it's if the American dream is going to continue, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it comes down to. We are at that dramatic crossroads. And in a sense, you can be thankful for this chaos that's taken place and what's been perpetrated on the American people, because they're realizing in full view. I mean, the left has exposed themselves. Lindsey Graham called them out, said, you know, during the Kavanaugh hearing, says your lust for power is so obvious. I hope you don't get it. And here it is. It's on full display. And it's not just the Democrats. I mean, you've got the mainstream media all in this cabal. You've got big tech involved. And, oh, yes, let's not forget the communist Chinese. And I know some of you go, well, Bill, you know, before it's the Russians, now it's the communist Chinese. Well, it was never the Russians. That's only what they told us. And they spent all, you know, what, 40, 50 million, you know, of the people's money to find out the Russians had nothing to do with it. You know, and that's still out there. We can't seem to solve that problem, but forget about it. It's not the Russians. But clearly, with all the tentacles that the communist Chinese have entwined in our government and business, and all, they all come together under one umbrella. And that is, you know, they are hoping for a one world government. This is what the globalists want. And we can't have a one world government when America is still thriving. And it's still around. We're a big problem for them, and they're doing everything they can. And of course, we're a big problem. Donald Trump and his followers are a big problem. And you are going to, you know, we're at that crossroads to say, are you going to be a go-alonger to get along? Is that what you're going to be, or are you going to stand for the principles and the American dream and America first? Dr. Gerard Lomero continues with us, author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. And he's breaking it down for us. It's so important because you're not getting this information from the mainstream media. They want us to believe, including Fox. For those of you that trusted in Fox, we're realizing they really can't. I mean, they're sold out. I mean, you know, the other day, Gerard, and this really bothered me. You had Eric Schahn, who seems to be a nice guy, and he's doing an interview with and this happens to be a Republican election official. All right. And he's asking him these softball questions. I mean, he's not even, there's no critical thought. There's no critical question in it. It's just, well, did they or didn't they? I mean, you thought you were talking with Andrew McCabe. Like, you expect Andrew McCabe to say, yeah, you're right. You got me. Yeah, I did. I manipulated everything. We hated Donald Trump, and we're, you know, like he's going to admit that. And like this, even though he's a GOP election official, like he's going to admit that the system there in Philadelphia is corrupt. But, you know, I don't expect him to admit it. It's just a matter of, you know, why didn't Eric Schahn even come up with a critical question like saying, well, you know, we've got affidavits. We've got signed affidavits. These are legal documents that are saying this problem. Why are they saying this happened on your watch in your facility? What do you have to say about that? No, we can't ask that question. We're just saying, well, did it happen? Of course, he goes, no, it didn't happen. No, that didn't happen.
That's easy, like, to dismiss, but it's not reality.
Right.
We have all sorts of evidence. We have all sorts of people who are getting taken affidavits of and are essentially swearing under the penalty of perjury that what they say is true. And I believe them because there's so many people out there talking about potential and actual voter fraud, what appeared to be voter fraud to them. And I think the overwhelming evidence indicates that this election was tampered with on a massive scale. And I go back to 3 weeks ago when I was listening to Biden talk. I actually heard him talking, and he said, we have, and I may not quote it exactly right, but very close to
I might be able to tell you exactly what he said because I still have that with me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I was going to say that we have the most exclusive and diverse voter fraud organization ever assembled.
Right. Yes.
And I was wondering, is this a senile moment or is this a Freudian slip? And you sort of wonder if he was really talking about that back at headquarters and he didn't realize he was talking about it publicly.
Right.
He was sort of bragging about voter fraud organization. And that's what it appears to me to be.
Yeah, the most extensive quote, the most extensive voter fraud organization in history is what he says.
And so, actually, if you put together all the, and I have so much data, I can't even get it on your show in a short time, but you know, if you put it all together, we had what I think is massive voter fraud. I think that ultimately Donald Trump is going to win the lawsuits, going to win the states. I think right now he has at least 320 electoral votes. I had predicted 348, but I'm willing to stop at 320. You don't have to recount some of the states. There are some states I think were given to Biden that are also problematic, but they're not being sued on at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'd say I'd give him 320 electoral votes. I don't think Biden's even close to 270. I think he's down around 170, 180, something like that. And I think Donald Trump will be reelected. And I think this is all. I'll tell you something else. I think this is the reason why that Donald Trump plans to get reelected, that he fired the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
And the reason for that is Donald Trump said we can take care of an insurrection in this country, in our streets, if the, you know, the ALM, the Antifas and BLM
right.
want to create an insurrection, and we can put it down very easily. Remember, the Secretary of Defense,
Esper was not for it. Yeah, he got in his way. Yes,
and I
exactly.
think Trump is prepared for it because he figures I'm going to win. They're not going to be happy. They're going to be rioting in the streets. The Democrats are not going to do anything to stop it. I'm going to have to stop it. So I think he got rid of him.
Right. Well, I think, you know, and I know some people might, you know, this might cause the hair on the back of their necks to stand up a little bit, to use the Godfather comparison. I say you get to that moment. You remember when Michael had to talk with, you know, Tom, the family attorney, and said, hey, we're going to war and we need a wartime conciliary. And I think Donald Trump had that moment with Esper just as, and even with his own staff to say, look, you know, we're at war here. And we've got to armor up. We've got to take this seriously. And the fact of the matter is not only is Donald Trump, but we the people. I mean, 72 million plus people that voted for Donald Trump. We got to realize that we're fighting for our democracy. That you know, the left is not going to roll over on this. I mean, for all the ballot stuffing, the things that they were doing illegally, and this is stuff that is a culmination of decades of cheating that they've been doing, and they went all out, and it was like a perfect storm for them, you know, seemingly with big tech, the tentacles of the communist Chinese, you know, big corporate entities. I mean, the Democrats raising the kind of money, record raising dollars that they were able to raise during this election cycle is unprecedented. I mean, you got three Senate seats that they spent over $100 million to try to win. They lost all three, but you know, but nonetheless, I mean, they were all in, and all these institutions, even our own government institutions, who are the bottom line that we need to trust in, they violated the trust of the American people. And if we the people do not grab a hold of this and take it back, I mean, forget it. America's over.
That's absolutely correct. We need to fight. Donald Trump is fighting. He knows it. He knows he won. The evidence is overwhelming. They should have called Florida and Georgia immediately on election mm-hmm. night. They shouldn't have called Arizona because that wasn't even close to being counted.
Right.
And not only that, but they called it wrong.
Mm.
And so I would say right now, if you take the states, he's likely to flip easily with court cases and recounts. Donald Trump has 320 electoral votes. It's not going to be evident until the Electoral College votes, or slightly before when all the people are certified to vote in the Electoral College.
Well, what do we got? We got about three weeks to make that, because we got a deadline that we have to deal with, right?
December 8th is the deadline for getting electors certified by the states.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
December 14th is when the Electoral College meets.
Right. So there is a sense of urgency here to move this along. And meanwhile, we've got a million march MAGA rally taking place in D.C. Also, patriots are storming their state capitals
right.
to insist that we have a fair and free election, and that we get down to the nitty-gritty here and understand reality as to what's happened. Gerard, look forward to having you back, and you're exactly right, and I've been thinking about this, is that we need to really spend a full hour and break this down, and we will do this, if not next week, then the week after, because we need to really you know, break this down even further for our audience. But thank you for all your effort and the great work you do.
You bet. By the way, one quick point.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City, 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I didn't mean to leave you hanging there with Dr. Gerard Lomero. That one more thing that he wanted to tell us about was that, and just to clarify this, because people have this misunderstanding that, you know, if it was 269 to 269, if that's the way it comes down to in terms of the electoral votes, it would go to the House. And people have thought, well, you know, there's more more Democrats than Republicans. But that's not the case. When, according to the Constitution, if it goes to the House, it's one vote, one state. And right now, Republicans have the upper hand in the House because they represent 30 states, and 20 states are with the Democrats. So the Republicans would choose, they get to choose the president. The Senate, again, they have the majority in terms of numbers, and they would choose choose the vice president. So that's the way that would happen if it happens to break down that way. But look, at I know this is crazy. And if you think it's crazy, well, then wait till you listen to what Ken Timmerman has to share with us, the best-selling author, nationally recognized investigative reporter, war correspondent, who was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize back in 2006. He comes up with this book that he's written. I mean, it was like, talk about looking into a crystal ball. I mean, who would have thought that his book, The Election Heist, that predicts a fraudulent presidential election, which happens, it's a novel, it's a political thriller, but somehow, Ken, what tea leaves were you looking at to come up with this story?
Well, they must have been the tea leaves that they had left over after November 4th, 2020. No, seriously, the book was published in August. I did not have access to what's gone on the past couple of weeks. And
of course, now, it wasn't like you wrote it all in August. I mean, this was, you know, like any book writing. I mean, this goes over a period of time. So leading up to this, I mean, who would have projected that we would be mired in this political morass that we're in right now?
Well, yeah, that's right. The book was actually finished in February, but it was the result of several years of investigation. And look, it's not a secret, Bill, that our voting systems are vulnerable to electronic hacking and all kinds of other misuse. There have been investigations of this done over many years. Just last year at the DEFCON hacking event in Las Vegas, DEFCON 27. They had a voting village with actual voting machines, 100 voting machines, including these ones from Dominion voting systems.
Right.
And all of them could be hacked. They were all of them hacked. I mean, we've known this for some time, but what I'm really astonished is just to see how specific my book, The Election Heist, predicted the things that are happening today, you know, right down to the way I believe the system was hacked by the introduction of a patch, a software patch, uploaded apparently from the manufacturer. Now, we don't know if it really did come from the manufacturer. I'm talking about those two counties in Georgia. It may have been somebody spoofing the manufacturer. That we don't know yet, but we do know that there was a patch. So they changed the system software, probably with a new vote-changing algorithm on Election Day.
So there was that's and that happened only in Georgia, Ken, or did that happen with all the Dominion utilizers?
We don't know that yet. And this investigation of the actual election results is underway. In my book, I predicted that the Democrats would flip roughly 3% of the votes in key swing states. And they would do it in a way that it would not be immediately noticeable. In other words, they wouldn't shock you by turning, I don't know, let's say Texas blue.
Yes, right.
Right. We heard all about that during the election. We're going to turn Texas blue. No, you're not. And nobody believes that you're going to do that. They wouldn't win Wisconsin by 17%. As that one suppression poll by the Washington Post claimed a week before the election. They went by 3% or 2%. So that's the way they would do it. They would flip just enough votes to win these states within the margin of error and beyond the margin of recount. And I think that's what's happened, and I think that's what an investigation is going to show.
You know, it's interesting that you would bring that up, because that was going to be my question, is what is that sensitive number that you know, that keeps you from throwing up, you know, the yellow flags of caution to say, wait a minute, these numbers aren't matching up, because they'd have to do it in such a way, just like any, you know, any of these statisticians that know that there's this, you know, flex level, this tolerance level. It's the same thing that IRS agents use. You know, they can see as long as you're making a certain amount of income and you stay within those boundaries, it's okay. But for whatever reason, if you go below or above it too much, man, the flags start flying, right?
That's absolutely right. And if I were, you know, the Joe Biden's IT manager, the guy who flipped what I call in my book, The Election Heist, the secret switch, I would be kicking myself in the rear end for not having fixed Wisconsin a little bit better than the way it seems to have turned out, where Biden only wins by 20,000 votes. That is not a very comfortable margin, but it does not set off alarm bells, right? It does not set off alarm bells. Michigan, 120,000 votes, no alarm bells. So that's, I believe, what they tried to do to make sure there wouldn't be those alarm bells ringing.
You know, now, is Michigan suspect in as much as that, I mean, like most of the ones that you talked about, you know, whether it's Arizona, Georgia, I mean, we're talking 10, 12,000. I mean, Wisconsin, I think it was about 20,000 vote differential right now. You know, but I still maintain, and what I've been looking for, Ken, I was talking with an expert just prior to you and I connecting, Dr. Gerard Lomero, he's a model tester. This guy was one of the few guys that got it right in 2016 for Trump. And, you know, he's talking about some major votes being flipped here that, you know, we got hundreds of thousands of votes. I mean, when you start looking at that kind of number, it makes 10, 20,000 votes, almost meaningless.
Right. Well, this is 450,000 votes across those battleground states.
Yes.
And from what I'm understanding, reading those same reports you're talking about, those flipped votes, if they can be proved, would essentially give the election, would show that the election had been won by Donald Trump, which I believe is what actually happened on Election Day. And you'll see at the end of the election heist that Trump does win at the end, but he only wins because of alert supervisors of elections, people who are there on the ground and detect anomalies in the vote count. They see, for example, blue count, red counties going blue and say, what's going on here? Why should Biden win this county by even half of 1%? Trump should be winning it by 3 or 4%. Mm-hmm. And then they look into it and they start to do a manual recount. And that is the only way that you find that this happened, because if these people who rewrote the software were good enough, they're going to make sure that the software either erases itself or it is erased over everything else that would allow you to detect the change, the alteration of the algorithm that counts the votes.
Ken, there's so much happening electronically. I mean, we were even told by an insider with Facebook that Mark Zuckerberg has the ability to affect and influence 18 million voters with one very subtle electronic message that they couldn't even track. I mean, think about that. Think about the power that is there that we have no idea. We don't know on this stuff.
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. But what we do know, what we do know, Bill, is pretty extensive. We know that Facebook and Twitter and Google and even Amazon were all pulling for Joe Biden. We know that they were trying to suppress conservative voices. They still are on Twitter. They label all the tweets from the president as unverified or suspect or, you know, in some way
disinformation or whatever.
The big tech have carried out what the Soviets used to call in the good old days of the KGB maskirovka. In plain English, we call it gaslighting.
Yes.
It's telling us, don't believe your lying eyes. Donald Trump didn't win the election. Joe Biden won the election, and he won it by at least 300 votes. Go home, be happy.
Move on,
Get used to it. Move on, get used to it.
Ken, you know, and the thing that's quite telling about this is that even the media tries to sell, you know, mainstream media is trying to sell us on that you know, they're referring to him as the president-elect. But they do it lacking some sense of veracity and sense of confidence, even as they make that statement. It's quite interesting, you know, if you're listening close enough to hear how they come across. We've got more from Ken Timmerman after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. Our conversation with Ken Timmerman continues. Best-selling author, nationally recognized investigative reporter and war correspondent, also nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize in 2006. And we're talking about his new book, The Election Heist, that predicts fraudulent presidential election in this political thriller. Ken, there's so much. Yeah, I imagine, as things are playing out today, you're going, wow, I'm a genius. I mean, you know, what you wrote about is like, you know, starting to come out. So what else can we expect here as we are on the edge of our seats, seeing how this plays out? I mean, you got the mainstream media, those that want to protect, I guess, Joe Biden, coming up with one narrative, and the rest of us just, you know, asking questions and hoping that the media would ask critical questions. Instead, they just ask goofy softball questions about this instead of really getting down to the nitty gritty of, you know, what happened here? Why? You know, all these days later, I mean, almost 2 weeks later, we still have questions about supposedly a free and fair election.
That's right. Well, look, as far as the media is concerned, they have become the communications directorate of the Democrat National Committee. There's no doubt about it. Right. They are carrying water for the DNC from the use of the term president-elect, referring to Biden. He's not president-elect of a dog pound, for crying out loud. The only way you become president-elect is either you're certified by the states when the vote is actually certified, and that's not for another 3 weeks or so, or if your opponent concedes the election, as Hillary did in 2016, as Romney did in 2012, et cetera. So Biden is not president-elect. Let me kind of go back to the election heist to tell you how it all begins, because I think it's key to understanding where we are now. Yes. When candidates, Democrat candidates, become convinced, I have a Democrat candidate running for Congress in the beginning of my book, he realizes he can't win. He's facing a well-funded Republican, a Hispanic, conservative, good-looking guy who's a media star and who owns the burrito. So the poor Democrat says, my gosh, I can't beat this guy, even though I thought this was a Democrat district. So he goes to the party honchos and says, can you help me out? And they say, yeah, you know what? We can read you into the program, the secret switch. Mm-hmm. And so the IT guys get together, and you see in the book, in the election heist, exactly how they do it. And they go through the voting machines. They absolutely, they go through the voting machines. They upload patches to the supervisors of elections office late in the game, well after that software has been certified. Remember, in Georgia, patches uploaded on election day or the day before, you have the supervisor of elections say, this never happens, ever, ever. You never upload a patch the day of the election. And that is absolutely correct. And there's a good reason for it, because all of our voting systems by law must be certified. You know, they do test runs that are then certified a couple of weeks ahead of the election by Democrat and Republican representatives. And they sign off on it. And all of that is logged in. It's all legal. And you do not upload a software patch after that certification, because you'd have to go through the certification process again.
All over again. Exactly.
Right. All over again. So what they try to do, and I show this in the election heist, how they do it, is they try to kind of bypass that. And in the heat of the election, that all of a sudden this last-minute patch, oh, my gosh, we just discovered a security threat. you got to upload the patch or bad things are going to happen. And people oh, okay, we'll upload that. And I think I think we're going to find, as the Trump lawyers start to investigate the logs, they look at the logs of these supervisors of elections, they're going to find that there were patches in many, many of these counties that flipped to Biden.
So more than Georgia, but we're looking at Georgia right now, and Michigan as well,
and Arizona.
So all the ones that are in play right now, last minute patches. So this was a universal deal as far as Dominion was concerned, where they, you know, they had to. I mean, this was all prescribed.
I can't accuse Dominion, because I do not have the evidence to actually say they did this. It may have been somebody spoofing Dominion. In the election heist, I call the voting company, I use a similar name from Dominant Technologies, and I show that the IT team of the Democrats actually spoofed the website of Dominant Technologies to send these election heists. So we don't know that yet. It may have been a backdoor from the Chinese-made components in the Dominion voting systems, and it might have been the Chinese. We don't know that yet.
Where's Dominion on this, Ken? You would think they'd want to protect the integrity of their product, right? I mean, there should
Dominion
be some spokesperson coming in, right? Go ahead.
Yes, well, the head of their security department, a guy named Dr. Eric Coomer, has been, and who, by the way, had Facebook posts that he sent, where he sent the Antifa manifesto to Donald Trump not too long ago. He has been completely wiped off of their website. They don't want anything, you know, nobody's learned anything about Eric Coomer. There's video that I just discovered today where he's out in 2016 talking to skeptical a skeptical board of elections meeting in the state of Illinois, when he's asked about hacking. Could it, you know, can somebody hack into the systems? And he basically says, yes, they can. And they have failed. Dominion software, Dominion voting system has failed certification tests in Texas, in California, and in other states. They've been cited for, you know, weak security. One of their subsidiaries has very close ties to Venezuela, to the regime in Venezuela. I mean, this is a company that really deserves to be investigated from top to bottom.
How would you like to have their stock?
They're privately owned. Isn't that convenient?
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
They are privately owned. Yeah.
Not going public anytime soon, that's for sure.
No. And at the end of the election heist, the controlling board member, who is a left-wing billionaire from a high-tech billionaire out in California, right? Mysteriously drives his Lamborghini off of the Pacific Coast Highway into the ocean. And, of course, the car that pushes him off the cliff sails away very happily, drives on happily. But that's a fiction. This is just a fiction, right?
Right. Well, we want to get down to the truth. We don't want anybody to die in this process, but you never know. There's been all kinds of strange things that happen in the world of politics. But we want to be able to reclaim a free and fair election. Ken, you have some definitive ideas as to what we could do to fix this? Because in the midst of it, that's the next question, is that how, I mean, because you always hear from these politicians, we want to make sure this never happens again. Forget, they can't do this. Right. Our institutions are so compromised. We we can't rely on them to fix it. What can we the people do? Because this, to me, this is a we the people thing, and that's what I've been saying. Because you know, our most important document starts out with we the people, and we're supposed to be the boss of them. And something got out of control a long time ago, and the elites have become the boss of us. It was never the intention of our founding fathers that that would be the case. But what's happening right now, I believe, is a demonstration of what it starts to look like when we, the people, take over.
Yeah. No, well, the very first thing we can do, and it is going to happen in Georgia and it's going to happen in Michigan, is to do manual recounts. Mm-hmm. And you have to take the paper ballots and count the paper ballots. Why is that important? Because people don't seem to realize this. And I go into this in the election heist, in the mm-hmm. technology. When you put your paper ballot into that scanner, it gets counted, right?
Right.
Well, actually, no, it doesn't get counted. What gets counted is the ballot image that was produced by the software in the scanner. And as one of the people that I relied on, I talked to a lot of software experts and cybersecurity people, including inside government. And mm-hmm. one of these guys told me, he said, anything that is manipulated by software can be hacked. So your ballot image, which is what is actually tabulated, can right. be hacked by the software, and so you'll never see it. So if you do a manual recount, you take those paper ballots that are in the sealed lock boxes, we hope, you take yeah. those out and start to count them, and you find discrepancies. That's what happened up in Antrim, Michigan. That's how the supervisor election got wind. She figured out what was going on, exactly the same as the scenario in my book. She did a sample recount in a precinct. That does not match the electronic count. And then she did a sample, then she did a recount in the whole county and found that 6,000 votes had flipped from Trump to Biden, and they had been flipped electronically. So manual recounts are the first thing. Second thing, voter ID. Why don't we have voter ID all across America?
Amen.
I tell you what, no. There's only one reason. It's because it makes it ripe for fraud. It allows the Democrats to cheat. The third thing is that we should get out. You mentioned this earlier. I agree with you totally. No more mail-in ballots, certainly no universal mail-in ballots, as the Democrats said were trying to do all year long, as they did in California. Fourth, clean up the voter rolls. You've got to get the dead people off the voter rolls.
Right.
Make sure there are no illegals on the voter rolls. Judicial Watch did an examination of a number of states around the country.
Well, California was one, and they had 3 million that were on the voter rolls, and they only admitted. They said, "Okay, well, maybe we'll give you 1.5," you know. But they That's still right. didn't clean That's it up, Ken.
And that was just Los Angeles County. That was one
yes.
county that had a
right.
1.5 million names on there that didn't belong, people who were not eligible voters. So if you do those things, we will get towards free and fair and verifiable elections that everybody can have confidence in. But I don't believe that's going to happen, because I think the Democrats are going to push back with everything they've got.
Well, like you said, it's in their DNA. I mean, they only know to cheat. I mean, this has been going on, you know, forever, for decades. And they've become black belt, operatives in their ability to cheat and come up with new ways in which to do it. It's going to take a lot of courage and some patience and hard work to work through this. Ken, congratulations on the book. Thank you for coming on. Look forward to having you back. Ken Timmerman.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.